It is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth, of course, covers our area, and we speak to her on a Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
We're back.
That's right.
Nice week away.
You didn't miss much.
No. Well, that's good, I guess. Yeah. But actually, yeah, you're going to have to tell me what's going on since I'm sort of out of the loop here.
Well, actually, today's really our busiest day of the week. The Sharon Ad Hoc Blight Committee meets at 5, but the Sharon Center School Board of Education meets at 6 o'clock tonight. And tomorrow...
Really? Oh, Sharon Board of... Okay.
Yeah, and then tomorrow in Salisbury, last week, this only happens in this area, I do believe, last week the Zoning Board of Appeals had scheduled a meeting. We were called and asked to cover it. By not one person, by not two, but about five or six people.
Oh, yes, I did get that memo, yeah.
So we showed up there, other people showed up there, and at that meeting, the ZBA announced that, oh, by the way, we need to get another lawyer, so we're going to postpone this meeting. Didn't tell any of the media or anybody else in the room. But that is being held now tomorrow at Salisbury Town Hall.
Okay.
And that's on that brook that crosses 44 and heads towards... Lakeville Lake. Sometimes it has water in it, sometimes it doesn't. That's what the whole thing is over about.
Okay.
I think that's the big meeting of the week, to be quite honest with you.
Okay.
All right.
Other
than that, the next big thing is my birthday party on Sunday.
Yeah, that's very exciting. Wonderful.
It's been 5 years since the last one.
Well, every five is good thinking. Good planning. Yes, you don't want to do it every year. Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Too much of a reminder. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I did get back in time yesterday to go to the movie on the kids did in the Civic Life Project, in which you were prominently displayed, on declining enrollment, and there's a showing of the movie, and the kids, two of the kids from Cornwall who were part of it, spoke very well and answered some questions, and then. There was a panel discussion of several people from both Cornwall and Falls Village, since those are the two schools that are mostly affected. Although, as one person said, you know, all these schools are small. You really can't...
It's not going to be that longer till Sharon Center School is under,
yeah.
Is under 100.
I mean, you have to really look ahead because there are classes in some of these schools with four and five, seven kids. That is small, you know, and that's not Cornwall or Falls Village.
No, and it also, just in terms of socialization and everything, but it's like when I hear something like that, even third hand, that is the sort of, please forgive me, moronic, annoying thinking that is not forward guiding at all.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is the problem, not the solution.
I just want to tell you, the students did a great job. They did it all like in a week and a half, and
I've left.
I was figuring, I love Gordon Ridgway. He's just a great guy, and he's a great, but I was wondering what happy juice he was drinking when he said in the movie at one point, well, you never can tell, the population might go back up to 200 people like we once again had it. And I'm saying to myself, what happy juice is he drinking? All the projections are over the next 5 years, we're going to lose another 15%.
Yeah, and whoa. And there are two kids in the eighth grade in that class. So principal did say, well, we, you know, it's not just the two, it's combined with seventh grade, and there are other, you know, ways of dealing with it, but still.
It's tough, but yeah. But I'll give credit to Cornwall and Falls Village because they do combine some programs and some teaching positions.
Yeah, they talked about that with... Yeah. They combine, you know, the art teacher teaches at both, and the their sports are combined, and there are some programs. I mean, they're really trying, but the other side of it is there are people who just insist that they want a school in their town, and that's understandable, too.
You know, it's funny. I believe in a school in each town. It's like I said when I 5.5 years ago, I was running for the Regional Board of Education.
And you were so...
I was thinking
on that. Everything you said came true, Marshall.
I was just thinking that you could have an elementary school in each town that handles K through five, have a middle school that handles six through eighth grade, and you can move that into one wing of the high school like they do at Stissing Mountain High School in Pine Plains, completely separated from the students that would be in the regular high school because the enrollment at the high school is so low. There's 300 kids there now where there should be. It's big enough to hold 650, 700 kids.
Mm.
I mean, there's a lot of ways you can keep schools in each one of the towns, what I was saying back 5 years ago, it was going to take 3.5 to 4 years of discussions and people talking about it because you got to deal on the state level, the regional level, and the local level.
Mm-hmm.
And now, to me, it's almost too late to start to deal with it because, you know, when you're talking about two people and five people in classes and stuff like that, and possibly Sharon Center School going under 100, I mean, gosh, it's just amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think they should have started talking about it a while back,
yeah.
And it didn't happen, and finally it's happening. But
Again, we need to extend people's minds so that there's a 10-year plan rather than a, oh, my goodness, I've got 26 people coming for dinner tomorrow. I've got no food. But I will just say that too much screen time sort of limits that it discourages thinking in that way.
Hey, I want to give kudos to the Republican American. They were the only ones really that reported what happened in Kent last week with the approval of that alcohol rehab center.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that? I think it was a 4-2 vote.
It was a 4-2 vote. And so, yes, there will be this new center with 27 detox rooms and the rest for rehab. In the old Kent, the nursing facility. And as you know, there was a lot of controversy and a lot of angst by residents on that. But from what I understand, the Planning and Zoning Commission had to do it, have met all the regulations. So, a lot of emotion, but you have to follow the rules. So that'll be interesting. And I just want to put a plug in for the following week on the 29th. The Alumni Association and the school is holding its first Wall of Honor ceremony. This is, the school has an athletic honor group thing every other year. The Alumni Association has developed a Wall of Honor in which alumni who have done outstanding or just wonderful things in their lives, doesn't have to be, flashing lights or anything, but who have made contributions to their communities, will be honored. And the first nine will be inducted on Sunday the 29th at noon, I believe. And it's going to be ceremonies. They'll all be there. The same format almost as the Athletic Hall of Fame. But these are people who have just made a contribution in their lives. And it's going to be alternate each year with the Athletic Hall of Fame. Very exciting. People just nominate who they think, and we have some wonderful people going in on the first round. So we're encouraging people to come, and we look forward to doing this. The plaques and things and a running video will be in the case as you walk into the high school on the left, as you're walking into the auditorium, and it'll be on the left. So very exciting.
That sounds like a great idea.
It's wonderful, and wait till you see the people who are inducted. It's and their stories. They all come with wonderful stories, and it's those who are still living or posthumously. Either way, but that high school has brought out some amazing people for a small rural high school, and wait till you see some of those stories. So that's very exciting. That's next Sunday, the 29th.
All right, Ruth, it's nice to have you back.
Well, it's good to be back, and let's hope we can find some news. I'm sure we will.
Oh, I'm sure some will pop up.
And pre-happy birthday, Marshall.
All right.
Okay,
you can do it live next week, next Monday.
Next Monday.
The day of.
Okay. Very good. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio. You can find Ruth's stories and more, of course, at rap-am.com.